Fine, how are you?
Fine. I went home yesterday morning real early.
Oh, you did?
And came back last night. Yeah, I went home and washed and...
Yeah.
Couldn't stay. We couldn't get a schedule for the bus. They only run about every 2 or 3 hours and... So they came down and had dinner.
Was it nice?
Oh, yeah, the turkey was delicious.
Oh, good.
They stopped by to see Mr. on the way down, so they left kind of early, but she said the bus schedules were so hard on Sunday to get Greyhound, and...
It isn't a very nice day anyway. I think
no.
It's going to rain. How's Mr.
Well, since you had the look of death on him, I don't know. He's got a prostrate gland going, backing up in his kidney. He's home.
Oh.
But she said, God, he looked terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids cried. They wanted to stay, and she did have a little stuff packed, but we got up at 5:30 and left here at 6 yesterday, so had to work. I guess I told you that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's new with you?
Nothing, really.
I got down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Carla.
Yeah, his mother's real low.
Oh, really?
Dad wants him to come back, and gosh, Cheryl doesn't know what to do. You know, it's a kind of a problem if you're going to stay there, and you got to go back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, and poor Dad's all by himself. It's a
sad.
It's a sad thing, but gee, I don't know. Like he said, he doesn't know. You know, sometimes these linger on for, you know, a long time, and then, you know.
You'd like to see her alive.
Well, she doesn't know anybody.
Oh, doesn't she?
No. So, I mean, you know, he goes over there and he sits and there's...
No. Well, that's the way Grandpa... Look how he spent... You would go sit there and hold his hand day after day, day after day, you know.
And didn't know anybody.
He no, he looked at her once in a while, but he didn't know anybody. He didn't even know... He went in several times. He didn't know either.
Like,
so it's a sad situation. I don't know.
Like there's, She was saying yesterday, we calls Dad every, you know, day, and he says, well, I've got to get the washing out because he's coming home, you know.
Yeah.
And it's real sad.
Well, they go into a senile bit. They're not suffering, you know.
I don't know if she is. I doubt it. Cause
no, because Gramps didn't suffer.
She's in a, you know.
Well, too bad.
Yeah.
Here's Mr. Older than any of them. He's such a viral man, and virile, the word I want. And, said he looked awfully bad, though. Of course, he didn't say he looked so bad, but, what can you do? He's home, and they can't have the kids around disturbed. You know, you have the kids for a few hours, and that's enough.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, God, they've all grown up, and they look so nice, all dressed in turtlenecks, and... But they left early, and then we decided we were going home, and then we decided it was so nice and quiet down. Hey, I've been eating a lot of turkey. You know, I don't have one bit of itching. You know, I heard that turkey was good for you with this thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, a girl in the apartment told me that the doctor cured it, and I'm telling you, I've never had such a healing. I have no problems.
How's that stuff on your...
Absolutely gorgeous. Do you put it on your nails?
Oh, yeah, every night.
God, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, yeah. Gee, this one nail that was real bad, you know, it's real, real good now.
Oh, my toenail, all that dead stuff, you just wash it off in the tub. It just comes off, and it's looking so clean and pretty, I put it on twice. Well, I'm not going to talk anymore about it because I look like a mess. You know, I've had a dress on and...
Uh-huh.
But since I've been eating that damn turkey, I have no itching, I have no problems at all, and some of those scales are just dropping off, and no itching, no nothing.
Maybe your problem is meat.
Yeah, that's what I told. I think I just eat turkey. A girl told me that the other day in the apartment that she read where a doctor cured psoriasis with turkey. It's got a lot of oil in it, and it's good, you know.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't have that on my diet. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I can eat that. But, you know, remember, oh, God, I can't think of her name. Was her name? Oh, I can't think of it.
School?
No, I worked at the dime store with her. What was the other girl that lost her little boy? Her husband worked in the studio. They lived across the street on Gardner on the next street over.
Remember? Oh, I remember her.
Well, she had migraine headaches.
Yeah.
And they found out that every time she ate a hamburger, she got a headache.
Isn't that something?
So she just quit eating hamburgers.
Well, I tell you, I slept so beautifully last night. God, we took a long, long walk and came back, and we went to bed at 8:30 because it was a long trip for up and down. Let's face it, there was hardly any traffic yesterday morning. But, God, we left at 6, then he had to go to work and, you know, and then back down here. But, God, there was hardly any traffic. A lot of people were off yesterday.
Yeah, we went home Thursday night. I rode up with Thursday night. Just we got in the house with a call. Wanted to, you know, get some checks there. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't any traffic going home Thursday night.
Oh, really? Well, good, because the kids, they didn't wait too late. They stayed till about 5, but, you know, by the time they get home, it's a long drag. God, that's a hell of a long trip in down.
Yeah.
But they're coming down this weekend. So I'll have them this...
You mean the next weekend?
This next Saturday and Sunday,
They're coming,
a party.
Yeah.
I just tell them, I wish I'd gotten my beds at Sears, my frames. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get that... those headboards out of that cane stuff, you know, that you buy in these rattan places.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spray it kind of an orange or persimmon or something. You know that? You know what I mean? The wicker stuff?
Yeah.
Is there any place around here that has those, do you know?
I think the only place that I know.
God, that's right. Maybe
then
I
there's a place up on Harbor Boulevard just before you get to... the Kmart there, you know, on Harbor, and it's on the right-hand side. It's a little place on the corner there.
Is that called Pier 1 or something?
Well, this is just a little rattan place on the corner.
Yeah.
Just, it's about a block before you get to Kmart. You know where Kmart is.
Yeah.
You go up Harbor. And you just keep going down Harbor. Oh, it's about, you can't, there's a stop, there's a... a foreign car place on the corner, and it's a stop.
What city is it in?
Well, it's in...
Where is Kmart? Now, you have to go up to...
Well, there's one up on 39, quite a ways up.
Is that the closest you and I went to, isn't it?
Well, they opened one in Orange the
I
other day.
I might run up there to that place. I know the one you mean. I think it's called Pier something. And I wonder, no, I couldn't find it in that junk place up there by that where we got canvas and stuff. They got that tents and everything. No, I don't think it would be in there. You know that one that's got all that ammunition and stuff around it?
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't think so. They just have war surplus.
Yeah.
I mean, they, of course, not all of it, but I don't think they'd have any in there. I think, Akron's
would be the best bet.
Or that one up there on Harbor, they got every kind
there.
Of rent. It's just a little house on the corner there, and they just have a lot of crap around there, and I'm sure they would have it. But I don't know of any other...
I want to see the game. Zasta's over at 1:30 to see the game. I had her over last night for a minute.
How's she doing?
Oh, fine. She heard from... he arrived safely, and doing fine. Gee, did I get a turkey dinner? I didn't know he was home.
Oh, yeah, he went to... they went down there. He got married, you know.
Oh, no.
He got married, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How in the hell do they find people to marry?
Well, he married a real young girl, but real cute. Everybody likes her. She's so full of pep and everything. She's got a little girl.
Mm-mm.
And they live down around... 31st Street there.
Oh, well, good.
Back of place in that channel there.
Yeah. How is everything at the... are you busy at Thanksgiving?
No. Terrible.
God, it was the most beautiful day here. You know, I went down the beach and looked at the water because I thought... I didn't know what time. I knew and heard, but I thought they'd spend a little time with the dad, which I wanted them to, you know.
Yeah.
So I just got back, and the water was just like a lake. It's the most beautiful thing I ever saw. It was just, you know, a haze on it. And so I got back and just walked in the house, and here they came. So, I mean, we did a lot of walking around. You know, there's not much of getting a turkey dinner, turkey, and putting the thing in the oven and basting it and everything. And it was pretty good. Very, very good turkey.
Where'd you get the turkey?
Up at the market.
Oh, yeah.
It had a little black spot, though, on the white skin. I wonder if it was bruised.
Yeah, blood, probably was.
Blood coagulated, but...
Well, that happens a lot.
And then I had yams. God, they don't eat half the food. You have so damn much to eat, you know.
Oh, I know it. Yeah.
So we're having turkey, but you tell... You have never had such healing in your life. And, you know, this is really funny. It dawned on me last night. First time I've been to bed and there was no problem. Just like I was perfect. I said, my God, I'm healed. And then I got to thinking I've had this damn turkey. And this girl in the apartment came up the other day and told me that, you know, she read this, where a doctor cures his patients by eating turkey.
Well, now why don't you leave off the meat?
I am.
Turkey.
I am.
You can buy turkey. Well, I do lots of times in the jar that has that turkey.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have chicken, too, and I love chicken, and I can have a lot of stuff like that. I mean, I think I'll just cook it.
I'd leave off the meat.
I think I will. I haven't had a piece of meat since I've been down here, I don't think, except when we eat out. No, I didn't have any when I ate out with you.
We had a bowl of soup.
Yeah. I haven't had a piece of meat. Over... I had tacos Monday night, a little bit of meat there, but not much.
Why don't you try it and see if that may help it? I mean, really stick to it, you know, don't fuss around about it. Just go ahead and do it and
I mean it. I have never, you tell, it's just like it's completely gone. There's nothing. It's just, there's no problems at all. It's
course,
just like you're perfect till you look at yourself and then it's flaking off on the big ones. It's just coming off by itself, you know. I took a good hot bath yesterday, and oh, my God, it was just... See, I've been taking a bath every day down here, and I think that's a problem, too. You got to bathe that damn stuff off. But I think I'm on the way.
Okay.
I really do. I was going to my doctor up there. I thought, I'll go and get a, you know, let him. Then I thought, oh, God, he'll want to take the other toenail off, and I don't want that to come off. So I was all set to go down here, though.
Well, you could go down every Saturday.
Yeah.
He's down there Saturday.
Yeah.
And you only need six
shots.
And this, I didn't talk to Dr. but I talked to his head nurse. She's a...
Is that...
I guess it is. I don't know.
And it's in the Lido, huh?
Yeah, you know, back of...
Well, if I'd look it up in the phone book, I mean, it would be...
Well, you know where is?
Yeah.
Well, it's right across the street from
there.
But you come in like... You can park in there by...
Near where your dentist is, where I went with you to Dr.
Yeah,
Park.
But you go the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's up in the other corner,
mm-hmm.
and the other's right across the street from... the nurse told me this guy came in, and he'd had it for 20 years, and then, oh, God, he said he was just a mess.
That's terrible.
So I asked Dr. about it, and he had the stuff in the drawer, but it's a prescription
mm-hmm.
stuff, and you have to have shots,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, this turkey is just like I have nothing. It's just, I'm perfectly well, except I look at the stuff, and I mean, it's going away, it's fading.
Well, you might be allergic to maybe meat.
Meat, it could be, because, you know, that's what one of the rules on that, or one of the notations on that, you know, and I'm a big meat eater.
No, and you know, I never eat meat.
We come down here, and my God, we'll eat about $3 worth of steak, the two of us, one night. You know, a great big steak or a porterhouse or something, you know. And that could be it, because I haven't had much meat. But it's just amazing, the healing. And those great big old scabs, you can just push them off and there's nothing. There's no feeling. You know what I mean? It's like it's healed. I'm very grateful and I'm very calm. I went home and I did a big washing yesterday morning. And they got a brand new washing machine down there.
Oh.
Kenmore, and then I went and saw and, geez, I guess there was a mess, you know, that little hoary thing that lives across from me, that, you know, talks to homosexual. There was a great big fight there Monday night, and the police were there, and she was sobbing, you know, she wanted to come in, he wouldn't let her come in, and she woke up everybody, and I guess it was a blurry mess. I don't know whether somebody tried to beat her up, or he was too big for her, or he was too oversexed or something, I don't know, but... God, we got to get her out of there. She disturbs me. I just loathe every time I see her. I live right across from her, you know.
Mm.
Dirty, filthy thing. And she hit the ironing board up there in the wall night before last was going on. I don't know what the hell they do. They play on the floor and they go take showers. And poor
trying to sleep and go to work, you know, and
yeah.
frustrated besides no man, you know, and here's
yeah.
all this action.
Yeah.
She says, oh, my God, I can't stand it. I haven't slept for nights. So I said, well, God, damn it, they ought to put her out.
Yeah.
And so the lady next door came over, too, and she says, God, Edna, we ought to get that girl. Why doesn't Betty put her out? I said, I don't know. She's just nasty rotten. She's
yeah.
the one that came over and talked to Bud one night about, you know, this homosexual that was mad about her. You know, I
yeah.
told you.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like to look at her. I live right across from her, you know,
yeah.
and she doesn't belong in that apartment. I
no.
don't care what they do. You know, they're going to have their affairs, but let's don't have this rotten. I think about 10 men have keys to her apartment. This is ridiculous. I hate it.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, Edna.
Honey, I'll pray for everybody.
Right.
I don't know. This
yeah.
world goes on. We have to keep going, don't
yeah.
we? Do you feel happy today?
Yeah.
Good. You mm-hmm. got to work. You don't go to work till 3.
4.
Today's
oh, 4. Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I'll see you next week. I guess I better go back home this week. And I don't know. I hate to do it, but I think I will.
Okay.
You probably have.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Aren't you?
Uh-uh.
Well, I'll see how the ball rolls.
Okay.
Everything's fine here.
Yeah.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dear.